There was one question that actually is a fairly important question that we left unresolved in the last shiur. And that was, what about things you don't count in packages, but you count the packages? Like bottles of ketchup or bottles of Coke, right? On the one hand, ketchup is not a double shipment minyan, or bags of M&Ms. No one counts the M&Ms. But the bags, or the bottles, are double shipment minyan. When you go to the supermarket, you pay by the bottle, or by the package. Basically, anything in the supermarket in the package. So if the package has something which you would count anyway, you know, that's one thing. But assuming the package has in it a lot of little things, or a liquid, or just a big slice or something, you know, but in the supermarket you count the packages, does the package make it a double shipment minyan? So, I actually found another way on that, in what we're getting to soon. This is a very, very nugei halacha lemaisa, not for private people usually, but for industrial kashrus. Let's say you're the OU, and the Heinz ketchup plant is producing ketchup. They just sent out 10,000 bottles of ketchup with the OU label, and you realize there's a mistake. 20 of those 10,000 were treif. So do you say bottle grove, 20 out of 10,000? Do you say, no, a bottle of ketchup is a double shipment minyan? All treif have to recall them all from the stores. So what do? So the Bad Yishokhan quoted, the Yad Yehuda, right here in the beginning of Simon Kof Yod, says that it's a double shipment minyan, they're all treif, you have to recall them. Even one in a million? Since you check out each, but you pay for each bottle separately at the checkout counter in the supermarket, it's a Dovrish of a Minyan, it's all treif. And the same for basically anything you buy in a package in the supermarket, since you pay by the package, that's a Dovrish of a Minyan, even though what's inside it is not counted in and of itself, and it's all treif. However, the Bad Yishokhan points out that if you look at Shachs of Katan Dalad, which is echoed by all the Achronim, Shachs of Katan Dalad says, V'chavios. Remember, one of the seven things, one of the six things even, is chavios stumos. He says, "Sivkandal davka gedolos, al ketanos einum chashuv mechabitrei batel." He'll comment, etc. Only big barrels of wine are chashuv. Small bottles of wine are not chashuv. And that's all the Achronim copy the Shach. So the diuk is, what do you mean? I understand small bottles of wine are not chashuv, aliba the mechaber. But we're Ashkenazim. Shouldn't small bottles of wine be at least a davar shiv a minyan? Right, shouldn't they? A shach and all the posts are right. But for Ashkenazim, who hold kosher darko limnos, small bottles of wine are aser because you count the bottles in the store. So the diuk they all make from this shach and all the other achronim is against the Yad Yehuda. Obviously, the shach wouldn't be irresponsible enough to tell us that small bottles are batel if, according to us Ashkenazim, they were davar shiv a minyan. So obviously, the shach holds that small bottles are not a davar shiv a minyan. Oh, you count the bottles in the store. Yeah, but we don't care about the bottles. The bottles are kosher. The wine is straight. Since you don't count the wine, who cares about the bottles? And that is, I spoke to a few Rabbanim. That seems to be the psak that's accepted nowadays, which probably helps people like the OU and Rabbanut, etc. a lot. If there are 10,000 bottles of ketchup and two of them are tray, you don't have to recall them. Because even though you count them in the bottles, since the ketchup itself is not a davar shiv a minyan, it's not considered davar chashuv, and it's batel. So halacha lemaisa, we would say that even if once it's packaged, you count the packagings, if you wouldn't count it without the package, then it's not a davar shiv a minyan. After all, you know, the package isn't treif. It's the food that's treif, and the food you wouldn't count. Why is a chavitz gedola? That's not a davar shiv a minyan. A chavitz gedola is one of the seven things that are chashuv, even more than davar shiv a minyan. Because a closed barrel, some Rishonim say davka of wine, is so chashuv, that's more than a davar shiv a minyan. That I would agree with. Let's say you had, you know, what is it? Johnny Walker Blue Label, a little bottle of Johnny Walker Blue Label. So taka that. That's, even though it's not a davar shiv a minyan, that's equivalent to Egozei Perach and Rimonei Vaden. If it's chashuv enough, even though it's not counted, it's still chashuv. And that's a closed big barrel of wine. Or, I mean, how many things are that chashuv nowadays? Not a bottle of ketchup. Not so chashuv, but I guess a bottle of expensive liquor, a closed bottle of expensive liquor, taka that, even though it's not a davar shiv a minyan, would be the equivalent of chavios stumos, and it goes a perach and rone baden. But stam, a bag of M&Ms, or a bottle of Coke, or a jar of pickles in the store, you know, or a can of corn, those things are clearly not in this madrega, so they would be batal. What would a case be considered? I'm not sure, because these seven things, it's not that there's a lot of them. It's that they were it's very special things. Lenny's like even a case of cans of corn. It's not an exciting thing. So I would not necessarily go that far. I don't, I mean, that's all bottles, but Lemaisa, but I don't think so. I mean, you could look him up and see if you can dike in the Lushan. Right, but nonetheless, in the end, so I'm not, I hear this far, but I'm not convinced. Okay, that's as far as Hashlamot. Now, our topic today is Kavua. Right, there's a strange din in the Gemara, right? It's not only I who think it's a strange din. You, sure you noticed that the Ran and other Rishonim said it's more in Chiddush. Right, there's a Chiddush in the Gemara. We wouldn't have thought of it ourselves. Kol Kavua Kemechza Al Mechza Dami. It's actually learned from Va'arv Lo V'Kal Alav. It's a big machlok Rishonim. What exactly the Va'arv Lo V'Kal Alav is talking about, but somehow you throw a stone into a crowd of people, right? Some of whom you're chayav for Ritzicha, some of whom you're potter for Ritzicha. And we don't go by the row. We say, since it's kavua, it's kemechza al mechza dummy. And the classic case, that, again, that's ayin shem the rishonim, exactly whether we know who you hit, we don't know who you hit, unclear. But the clear case is the classic case, not the mukkar in the Torah, from Va'ar lo v'kamalav. There's a mukkar midaraisa in that case, but the classic case the Gemara uses as an example of the principle of kavua and halacha lemaisa, probably doesn't happen that often. People throw stones into strange crowds of people. But the classic case of halacha lemaisa is, as we know, the teshach, it's actually esra chanuyos, but the teshach chanuyos that sell kosher and the one chanus that sells treif. Right, there are 10 stores in town. One is a treif store, the other 9 are kosher. So if I'm a very absent-minded professor type, and my wife sends me to the store, I go to the store, I come home, and she says, is it kosher? I said, what do you mean? We live in Israel. Everything's kosher. It said it was Hebrew on it. She says, which store do you go to? I said, I don't know. I have no idea which store I went to. I was thinking about the sugya. So in that case, since the Isser was kavua, there were 10 stores, and one of them was fixed, and according to, we'll see, the mainstream approach is that the gedder of kavua is nikar bin komo. The treif is identifiably treif in its fixed place. Right, the treif store, it's proud of being a treif store. It admits to being a treif store. You walk into the store, and it doesn't, you know, they sell treif there. No secrets about it. So since that treif store is, again, the way all the Rishonim and Achronim, we'll see there's some exceptions, interpret nikar bin komo, it's in a certain place, identifiably treif, then it's as if it's 50-50, and we have to say Safi Dorei Sul Chumra, and it's a chash leveva. But parish, if a cat stole a piece of meat from one of the stores, and I catch it in the street, and I take that piece of meat away, so I have there's no way of knowing which store it came from. That's one piece of meat was parished from the stores. Then we go by the row, and 90% odds that it's mutter. That's the din of Teisha Chanuyos. That's what's brought down by the mechaber here in Sif Gimel, Teisha Chanuyos, Mochos Basar Shchuta, V'yachas Mocheres Basar Neveila, Lakach V'yachas Yodim Ezim Lakach. If the stores know what they are, it's Nikar V'kavua V'mkomo, but I'm absent-minded, I don't know which store I went to, then that's Asar, Shekol Kavua, 1 second, Kemechza Al Mechza Dami, it's as if it's 50-50, Aval Basar Nimtza V'shuk Av Yadgai, but if I find, obviously if I find meat in the hands of a Jew, I just ask him where he bought it from, and unless he's absent-minded, he'll know. But if I find meat stam in the shuk or in the hands of a guy, then it's mutter. That cave and shirova chanuyos mochros basar shchuta to call the parish move a parish. Then a parish is we go by the rov. Zeh de Torah that's midoraisa, and we're not going to get into some tzav gimel evach chacham masruhu. The opinion of Rav it's unclear whether we pass like him or not. Al misha kol shochlin kol mochron in Yisrael. The Rama says the ayin leel simon samach gimel very pregnant ayin there. The Mechaber says that, nonetheless, the special gzera drabanan on basar, that if once the salam and ayin, if you take your eyes off it, rechoshesh it straight, even in parish, special gzeir d'rabbanan b'aser and shalom and ayin. The Rama says that we Ashkenazim are mekel that we don't accept this Isser Bashan of Solomon Ayin across the board. And we're not going to get into Halacha L'maisa now. Ayin Sham, when you have a chance. But we Ashkenazim would say if you find it in the hands of a guy, in many cases, you can go by the Din D'oraisa. And there was no Xavier here. But again, we're not going to get into that subject. We're going to deal with the principles of Kavru and Parish. Now, before we get into all the details, we have to understand what's the whole point of Kavua. Now, many Rishonim write, and it could be that everyone would agree on some level, that Kavua is a Chiddush. Right? Clearly, the odds are 90% that it's Mutter. Kavua is a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush that's like 50-50. But what does that Chiddush mean? You know, there are Chidushim that are like just like wild things that you would never imagine in your life and are just there, I don't know, to test whether we really have a moon or not. And then there are chidushim, meaning you wouldn't have said the svara on your own, but it's a svara. Just you wouldn't have said that svara on your own, but it's a svara. So which category does this fall into? That's not entirely clear. There are some people who assume this is the first category. Kavua is a chidush that you would never have guessed in your life. It's the craziest thing in the world. Just Hashem put it there to see if we would listen to his ratzel. So if we pretend, oh, it's 90-10, we have a rule. If it's parish, meaning we find it after it's already separated from its initial fixed place, then we're logical. If it's kavua, if we go to the place where it's fixed, we pretend that it's 50-50 when really it's 90-10. That's one way of understanding it. You've probably inferred by now that it's not my preferred pshat in the sugya. But the other way of understanding is pretty mefurish in the Rashba. The Rashi says, actually, it is a svara. Chiddush just means, you know, we wouldn't have put it into this svara category on our own. But it's actually a very good svara. What's the chiddush of kavua? Says, like most halachic questions, the answer depends on how you ask the question. And I mean in a very formal way, what the chetza of the question is. I don't mean like if you ask nicely and with his rabbinic will or anything. I mean in a conceptual sense. Depending on what chetza you're asking the question about, the same question, depending on what chetza you're looking at, even though the same exact question, can have different answers. So when I bought meat from stores, there are two ways to ask the question. You can ask about, well, two chetzas you can ask about.
The stores
or the meat. Or the meat. You can ask about the meat or about the stores. If you ask about the meat, then the answer is very pashut. There's a piece of meat, there's 90% odds it's kosher, called the parish, meruvah parish. That's not a chiddush. The chiddush is, what if it's kavua? What if I went to the stores and didn't pay attention to what store it was? So now, I on my own would have still said, but the shaila is about the meat. So just ask about the meat. The chiddush kavua is not something crazy we have to pretend falsehood is truth and truth is falsehood. The chiddush of kavua is just that if you went to the Makom HaKviyos, if the latest HaSofik was the Makom HaKviyos, was in the stores, then halachically, you are not allowed to ask the Shaila of what's the din of the meat. Instead, you have to ask the Shaila what's the din of the stores. let me finish. Okay. Now, I said stores, not store. So maybe there's two steps of the Chiddush. If the question was nolad in the Kviyos, number one, I'm not allowed to ask the status of the meat. Because after all, the shaila isn't because of the meat, it's which store I went to. And number two, then what am I asking? Am I asking the shaila about, now we have to define the chetz a little better. Am I asking a shaila on a chetz of one store? That's what Rabbi Silverman tells us, well, the odds are the same. Or am I asking a shaila on the chetz of 10 stores? So if you think about it, what did this kiddush tell us? I went to a store. I don't know which store I went to. So I can't really ask a shaila about one store. Because I don't even know which store I went to. Where did I go? I really went to one of 10 stores. What does that mean? That means how luckily the shaila becomes, I went to a tarovis of 10 stores. So what am I asking? What shaila am I asking? Not what's the status of the meat. No, because the shaila was no one in stores. Not what's the status of the one store I went to. I don't know which store it is. How can I ask a question about it? I went to one of 10 stores. So how luckily the chiddush is, I have to ask the shaila, what's the status of this tarovis of 10 stores? And now, it's child's play. Taka, what's the status of this tarovis of 10 stores? Would you say bitl barov in this tarovis?
Oh,
obviously, besides the fact that it's davar chashev, it's, according to the mainstream approach, It's kavua, which is even super chashiv, and not only that, it's nicker. There are 10 stores. One of them says treif, and the other 9 say kosher, right? Well, 9 of them have a tuda on the wall, and one of them doesn't have a tuda on the wall, and, you know, and sells pork. What do you... You can't have bittel berov and it's haromis, where one of the things is nicker, right? That's like, I take 9 oranges and 1 treif hot dog, and I put them on the table and say, taromis, bittel berov. Yeah, it doesn't work. So what you have here is you have a taromis, and you have a taromis where you can't use the rule of rove. You can't use bittel berov. Because, I think about it, we're not even willing to be vatel davar chashev. Certainly can't be vatel davar chashev kavua like a store that has a treif sign on it. The shaila becomes, what's the din of this tarovas of 10 stores that I went to? The answer is the tarovas of 10 stores is taka, a tarovas with no way to give it the identity on one side or the other. So therefore, it becomes kemetza al metza dami. Not that we think the odds are 50-50. Metza al metza is halachic shorthand. The Shmites already pointed this out a long time ago. When we say safek hashakul in halacha, sometimes we mean we research the statistics and it's 50-50. That's not what we usually mean. Usually in halacha, when you say safek hashakul and even debt, safek, what you mean is, we don't know one way or the other, so it becomes an even doubt. If we don't know, it's 50-50. So that's what it means, kemechta mechta dummy. Meaning the tarovis is a mixed identity of Isser and Heter. These stores are mixed Isser and Heter. The Isser can't be mevatel the Heter can't be mevatel the Isser. So therefore, it's a mixed identity without any way to say one side wins or the other side wins. So it turns out, kemechta mechta dummy, it's an even suffix, not because we change the odds, but because any suffix without a hachra'a is like mechta mechta. And we can't be machriya the safek because we can't use bittel berov on a dover that's nicker b'mkomo. That's pashup shot. And the Rashba basically says this in the Torah Sabayis, Ayin Shom. That's pashup shot in the din of kavua. So it is a chiddush, because I would have said either way, just ask what's the status of the meat and be done with it. But it's not a crazy chiddush. The chiddush is, you have to ask the shayla about the 10 stores, not about the one piece of meat. And then once you ask the shayla about the 10 stores, of course the answer is going to be, it's a clash, it's a safek. There's no way to be machriya one way or the other. So it turns out, kemetza al mechza dummy. That's the din of kavua.
Can we say it's like a tarovas in which the Isser was nigger, but then
it
got lost in the
tarovas?
Now, I mean,
but it's not lost in the tarovas. If I go back, I'll know what each store is.
You'll have it. So you're saying that the case is that you'll go back and you'll be able to figure out which store you're going to?
Yeah, it's nigger. No.
You have no idea which store you're going to.
But each store is very clear whether it's kosher or treif.
Right. I'm saying at one time it was clear to you. Now it's no longer clear to you.
It is clear. I know what each store is. I just don't know which one I went to. But I know the status of each store.
It's still Yishar Levar, because you're still not going to be able to hold a piece of meat outside each of 10 stores.
Yeah, but I'm not asking a about the meat. I'm asking a shayla about the stores. I don't care about the meat. I mean, obviously, not the meat is the meat. The shayla is the stores. And since the stores are kemetzal mechta dummy, the meat is kemetzal mechta dummy.
If we use this thing where we get the stores, what about the case that it's where you purposely buy one piece that's non-kosher, bring it home, and then it gets mixed up at home, and you knew before which store you bought it from. Now it got mixed up at home. Would you be able to use the same logic and say that's also kavua?
No, because the suffix didn't start till all the pieces were in your house. When you first brought it home from the store, you knew exactly what was what. There was no suffix yet, so there's no shaila. The shaila only emerged, only invented itself, when the stores were already out of the picture.
So
at home.
Not a new tarubis,
right.
No doubt.
Okay, so that is, we'll get to that. That is the pashup shot of what's going on in Kavua. And that makes a lot of sense because the Tosos already points out that in Perek HaTarovus, which if you ever open up Perek Zemes Vachim, it's never going to say Perek HaTarovus on top. It's called Kolos Vachim Shenis Arvu. It's just nicknamed Perek HaTarovus. In Perek Kolos Vachim Shenis Arvu. In Zvachim, they talk a lot about Kavua and Parish. They're not talking about 9 stores. What cases are they talking about in Zvachim with all these animals getting mixed up? Case of animals getting mixed up, right? Sure, niskal and this and that. Why aren't the animals batel when they're mixed up? Balechaim are chashav and not batel. Meaning, midrabanan, the Gemara uses the phrase kavua to mean any davar chashav that's not batel. And it's called kavua when the davar chashav is in its tarovis. It's called parish if you're not looking at the tarovis, you're looking at one piece. And that's what the Rashba says. From what Chazal nicknamed kavua midrabanan, I could tell the svar of kavua d'oraisa. Kavud Rabbanan means I'm not allowed to ask a shayla about one piece. I have to ask a shayla about a whole tarovis, and that tarovis has no bittul, it's davar chashav. Kavud Daraisa must mean that on the daraisa that I'm not letting Isra Shail about one piece of meat. I have to Isra Shail about the Torah and stores. And stores, even meat or rice, are not butl. We'll come back to this, but what? Okay, we'll come back to that. That's the basic din of Kabbalah. If we continue in the Shulchan Aruch, then. The Ramah continues. V'hada Armina called the parish Megruva Parish. Hi Nushal Pirish Bifun Lefaneinu Val Pirish Lefaneinu Shemroa Shagoy Lakho Haviki Lulakho Misham Beyada. This is what most Rishonim write. That there's Kavua. Kavua means the suffix was Nolad in the Makom Kvius. Then there's Parish. Parish means I never saw the stores. I mean, I never saw the stores in the context of this piece of meat. I just found a piece of meat. What about an in-between case? What about Parish Lefaneinu? I didn't go to the stores and take the meat. Then clearly the latest esophagus would be Kavua. But I didn't just find the meat, right? Clearly the latest esophagus would be Parish. I saw a cat go into a store and take the meat, and I don't know what store. Or I saw a guy go into a store and take the meat, and I don't know which store. Or I saw, you know, magically a piece of meat fly out the window of one of the stores, and I don't know which. So, on the one hand, I didn't pick up the meat until it was already Parish. But on the other hand, I saw the suffix beginning from the Kavua. So do we say, we go by my knowledge? My knowledge of the suffix began because, oh, I saw it leave the store. Who cares if I saw meat taken from the store, or I saw Ari taken from the store, or I saw a guy taken from the store? Or do we say, no, the suffix only begins when I pick up the meat. And therefore, since I picked it up in the street after the guy dropped it, for me, the suffix began with parish. I can ignore anything that I saw before I picked it up. So the halacha is that not everyone agrees to this, but you see there's a long list of Rishonim who do. The Rav disagrees, but almost all the Rishonim agree with this. The halacha is that parish lefaneinu is considered like kavua because even though you didn't pick up the meat, you didn't take ownership of the meat or control of the meat, since you saw the suffix begin with makom kvius, that's when your responsibility to ask the shaila begins. Anyway, Gloy Milson Afreya, rather, that's when your responsibility as the Shiloh begins, and that's considered a Sophic Kavua. Yeah, what's not Pasha is whether this is a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan. In the Shach, a little later on, the Sufkat and Chaf Beis quotes the Bach, who says, Agav Urchav, something else. He says, one second. Pirish lefaneinu de isur eino elamid rabbanan. The Bach says this pirish lefaneinu is only a kavua de rabbanan. Mi do oraisa. You're not responsible to ask the shayla to pick up the meat, and then it's parish. Only mi de rabbanan we consider this kavua. The Shach himself, though, and the quotes from the Torah Schatas, quoting the Rishonim in that same Sifkatan, and says, so that's a machlokas. This din of parish lefaneinu counts as kavua. Is that a din d'rabbanan or a din d'oraisa? According to the Bach, that's a din d'rabbanan. Really, d'oraisa, you're not responsible to ask the shayla until you pick up the meat. Only d'rabbanan, you have to take into account your knowledge that you saw before you picked up the meat. But the Shach and the Torah Schatas, or we would hold, that this is Kavua D'Oraisa, since you saw with your own eyes the suffix begin in the stores, you're responsible to ask the Shiloh about the stores, and that's Kavua Mida Oraisa. The Shach has here in Sipkatan Yudalit. And, you know, the sort of crucial line there was very, very difficult to read. you might have noticed, the Shach has a brings down a big machlokas rishonim about what's nicknamed by the poskim kavua lemafreya. What about kavua lemafreya? What does kavua lemafreya mean? It means that it's actually sort of the opposite of piyush lefanim. It's the mirror image of piyush lefanim, if you think about it. I actually took the meat from the kviyas, but I didn't know there was a safek until it was parish. So there are 10 kosher stores, all have a tu'udah. So when I take the meat, I'm taking it from the kviyas, but it's not a shayla. There's no issue of road here. After I get home, I read in the paper, right, I was in Muncie, after I get home, I read in the paper that one store is selling treif. When we get the help of Shchitza, we'll see whether you're selling treif or not selling treif or mafreya. But I learned that one store is selling treif. And I don't remember which store I went to, because they all had two adults, so I didn't pay attention. So that is Igloy Milsa Lamafreya. There was a Shaila of in Kavua, but the latest something didn't happen until later. So what's the din there? So a little later on in Sifkatan Hay, we will learn that in Kavua Drabbanan, we're definitely Mekav. What do you mean by Kavua Drabbanan? Again, someone give me another word for Kavua. What we usually mean by Kavua Drabbanan is Dabar Chashav Lo Batal. If it's not a Kavua de Oraisa of a Chanus, it's just a Dabar Chashav Lo Batal, what does that mean? There is one store. And there are a lot of chatichos ruyus kabid in it. I go and I take one chaticho ruyus kabid, and I bring it home. And then it turns out that the store had one piece of treif in it. Then the storekeeper realized there was accidentally one piece of treif. That's if you just read sefei mishalokach baser me makolim v'afilu chaticho ruyus kabid v'nimtzeis treif of makolim v'lo nodu chatichos a treif ve'in yudei me izalokach kol mashalokach me makolim kol mishnimtzeis a treifa mutter. So if this would be not a shayla of kavua da oraisa, but just an issue of davar chashav lo batel, there was davar shavim minyans or birias, or the case that always happened days of Rishonim was chatzim horilus kabe, and you can imagine that it can happen pretty easily. There's one butcher store in town, he's selling 12 animals, big pieces, horilus kabe from those 12 animals, and then he discovers, after you get home, after you shop there, he discovers a treifa sign in one of them. He happens to be looking around the heart of one of them and has a hole in it. Now, 1/12 of his store is chatich zurulis kabe treif. So it's not bottled, it's davar chashav. So right now, the whole store is treif. That's easy. We already know from Simcha Aleph, right now the whole store is treif. But l'mafreya, do I have to go back and say I took from a tarovus of treif? Or can I say no? I don't go back to my friend. Right now it's parish because the shayla only began when I already had one piece of meat at home. So when it comes to not real kavua min haTorah, but just davar chashav lo batel, all the Rishonim agree, to the best of my knowledge, that we're mekel.
Just quickly, do you know which store you bought it from?
There's only one store in Sifhei. Make it more comfortable. What about, yeah?
Is this the question of the milk?
Of the milk?
To find out that later most of the Catholic officials actually milk them?
No, that's a halbatzar in the milk. The milk child is, they'll say, look, if half of them are drink, at least from now on don't drink milk. Right? So the cows are actually a little trickier because the cow shiloh is a little tricky. Maybe we'll talk about it. We haven't talked about it yet? No? Because it's not as if you actually know what cows are treif. It's very different from everything in your day. Everything in your day, you sort of know. A treif got mixed in, etc. This cow is all statistics, right? We think that X percent of cows are treif, therefore X percent of your cows are treif. Right? So it's somewhat of a different ballgame, but we're not going to get into that now. We should deal with that. We should also have to talk about Orla in terms of this, but we're not going to get into that until we finish this evening. So again, let's hazard the three cases we've dealt with so far. One is that here is 1 o'clock. You buy from the kavua,
And now 2 o'clock. You have one piece at home, and call the rabbi to ask him what to do. Right? So one scenario is at the time you bought from the kavua, it was known that one was treif, meaning the shaila was known, and you took the meat from the kavua. This is classic kavua, and it's usur midoraisa. Right? You went at 1 o'clock. I was just absent-minded, but it was known there was a tarofus of storage. There was a trade store. I took the meat. Classic kavua. Another scenario is that at 1 o'clock, you see a guy take it, and it's known. Again, I'm being medayik saying known. It doesn't matter if you're an idiot. What's no matters is what's generally known. I don't mean to insult anyone. Known that one is treif, and then later on, the guy drops it, and you pick it up. This is called parish lefaneinu, and that we paskin is usher. Is it usher midoraisa or midrabanan? The box says usher midrabanan, and the shach and others say usher midoraisa. Right? Parish lefaneinu. Then, of course, there's a case that at 1 o'clock a guy takes it. And we don't see him take it, right? We don't know anything. But the suffix is known. You know, we know about the stores, but we don't know a guy took it, and then the guy drops it, and you pick it up. This is classic parish, and it's mutter, because nothing happened at that original time, because the guy took it, we didn't see. It wasn't ours, we didn't see. We're not responsible. Basically, nothing happened here. The case we're discussing now is you take it from the store at 1 o'clock, but it's believed that it's all kosher. And then at 2 o'clock, it's discovered that one is treif. Now you have the shaila. I took it, taka, if you're looking at when I was involved, I started getting involved when I was in the makom kvias. But there was no suffix till I got home, so it was believed by all Jews in town that every single store was kosher. So this is called kavua limafreya. And this depends, this is split into two cases. There is kavua limafreya on a Dirabanan level. What's Kavua Lamafreya on a Dirabanan level? Which means, what's the Dirabanan level? You take a piece, it's believed that all pieces are kosher, and discovered that one Chatiha Haru'uya Lehiskabed is treif. That is, it's not a real kavua d'oraisa. It's just chatichah lehiskabed lebatel. So you took it from the kvius of all the chatichos together. Now you only have one piece at home. Do you have to go back and say it's shaila kavua? Can you say the shaila only surfaced when it was parish? We say mutter, and it's considered parish. If we don't have to go back and pray and call it kavua, the shaila only started at 2 o'clock when you discovered that one piece was treif. But what about, and this is what the Shach discusses, Katan Gedalah, this is Shulchan Aruch Sif Hei. Right, this is Mechaber Sif Gimel, Ramah Sif Gimel, Mechaber Sif Gimel, Mechaber Sif Hei, and the Shach, Sif Katan Gedalah. What's the case of the Shach Sif Katan Gedalah? That is Kavua Lamafreya of real Kavua Doraisa. What does that mean? That you take a piece from a store, believe that all stores are kosher, and then you discover that one store is treif. How do you discover one store is treif? You know, that store was only selling one type of meat that day. He was shechting one cow that day, or he got one truckload of meat that day, and it discovered that cow was treif, but that truckload came from, you know, came from Purdue instead of Empire. Right, so everything in one store is treif. Now you discover one store is treif, and you don't know which store. So this is classic kavua d'oraisa. So you go to a store, one store is treif, you don't know which store, you take it from the kfiyas. On the one hand, you took it from the kfiyas. You did a classic kavua. There are 9 kosher stores, 1 treif store. You took from a store, you don't know which store you took from. But the shayla didn't surface until now when it's already one piece in your house, when it's already parish. So what do we say in that case? Do we say this is parish or this is kavua? That is the machlokas that is discussed by the Shach in Sivkatan Yud Dalet. We have the Ran who says this is parish and it's mutter, and the Ra'ah says it's kavua and usher. That's the machlokas, the Ran and the Ra'ah. Do we say kavua limachreya or not? This probably happened all the time in the old days, right? There may have been a big city with, you know, 3 butcher shops, 3, like that would be the shuk, right? Many butcher shops in the shuk, but it was a smaller world then. And one of them turned out that day's cow was treif. And you don't remember which store you went to. So what do we say in this case? There's enough loads in the Ran and the Ra'ah. We'll get to the Rashba in a second. Now, yeah.
Just put it to the classics of parish. The example of war is the Goy takes it. If we know that it was a Jew that took it, would it make a difference?
If we know that a Jew took it, let's say a Jew took it and then dropped it in the shuk and then another Jew picked it up, then that would probably be kavua and usher. What if that Jew took it?
Don't you assume that Jews buy kosher and Goyim buy treif?
That's true. That would be an, you have to figure out the hidden timsa. You have to figure out the hidden timsa means we manisha. If the Jew hands it to you, just ask him. And whatever he says, that's the dip. He says he knows, if he says he doesn't know. If the Jew just drops it in the shuk, then l'chor you could assume he bought kosher. You have to figure out the heichi tetzah. My intuition is that we'd be machmer. Although the Shach points out that if it's a katan or someone who doesn't know anything, you know, or a cat, or you know, katan, you know,
I would just fall
down
the shuk.
Then we'd be machmer.
Is it between 4 and 5 is that four and five they really were all kosher and 4 you just believe that they were all kosher?
No. This is also believed that.
Okay.
The difference between 4 and 5 is that in 4 it's only a darabonan shayla. What's the worst that can happen? You go back to my frame and you say, I took one piece from the tarogos of Antichor Elis Kabe, which shouldn't have bittel. So if I go back to the kfiyas, I say there's no bittel. Me darabonan, right? Antichor Elis Kabe is only darabonan, it's not bittel. But if I look at the piece now, I say, parish, it's mutter. It's only a darabonan shayla. Then we're not so machmer. Darabonan weren't so machmer. 5 is a daraisa shayla. If I go back, it's 9 kosher stores and 1 treif stores. It's a terubas of stores which are kavua mamish. And if I look back on what I did originally, I have an isur d'oraisa on my hands of kavua. If I go back to my friend. Okay, again. 4 is a terubas of pieces. 5 is of stores. 4 means there's a butcher shop with 100 pieces of meat. When I took them, I thought they were all kosher. Now I realized that 10 of them are treif. Now, the world realizes 10 of them are treif. So if we go back to my phrase, we say, I took from a tarobas of Chatihor Yilis Kabi, which is an Isur Drabbanan. And if we just say, look at right now, I have one piece, which is Parsh. 5 is a Shadow D'Oraisa. There are 10 stores, tarobas of stores. Stores are not Batumi D'Oraisa. That's Mamish Tesh Chavuz. That's Kavumi D'Oraisa. I thought all 10 stores are kosher. Iglaim also, one store is Kazar treif all day. So if I go back and look at what I did, I took them to our of stores, and you don't write, so that's 50-50. But if I say, let's start the clock now, let's not go back, Lamafreya, let's look at Kanalava, right now, when the Shaila was invented, I have one piece in my house, and maybe I don't have to look back at where it came from.
So that's the difference, whether it's a Daraisa Shiloh or Darabana. Right. Everyone thought all the stories are kosher.
It doesn't matter if, again, it doesn't matter if you think something weird. Now, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Ran and the Ra'ah is not 100% clear. They might just be arguing about, again, the flip side of number two, the mirror image of number two, although then the Shach would look at Lashitasim, but the Rishonim still could be. They're arguing about how do you define Ligas HaSafek? The Ran says Ligas HaSafek is defined by knowledge. If you don't know there's a Safek until it's already parsed to apply. The Ra says Ligas HaSafek is defined by owning the object. You own the object at 1 o'clock, so you have this, the Shaila L'mafreya from 1 o'clock. Or you could say that if you look at the Lashon of the Ran, anyone remember the Svar of why the Ran said you don't be Machor Kavod L'mafreya? Chiddush. They could be arguing that Chiddush. The Ran says, no, this is Begeder Chiddush. And there's a rule of Chiddush that Pashas, some of Elchanan possibly questions this, but the simple shot is that any Chiddush, you don't apply L'mafreya. How do we know that in Shas? Right, what are we learning this year? Ruba? Eidzomi, right? If Eidzomi is Chiddushu, then we don't apply it L'mafreya, right? So a Chiddush doesn't go L'mafreya, although I ain't R'machanan on that, but Pashup Shah is a Chiddush doesn't go L'mafreya. So maybe the Ran thinks Eidzomi is Chiddush, the Ra'ah thinks it's... Sorry, the Ran thinks Kavu is a Chiddush, and the Ra'ah thinks it's not such a Chiddush. So I'm not sure what they're arguing about. Are they arguing about the cult or Kula principle of how do we define Leidus HaSafek, in the most technical sense? Or, in which case, again, since the Shach agrees with the Ra'ah, he's not the Shitase, in number two. Or are they arguing about, because in number two, he defines Leidus HaSafek by your knowledge, not your ownership. So, over here, the Shach agrees with the Ra'ah, but defines Leidus HaSafek by something ownership. Okay, so the Shach will go that way. Or are they arguing about whether Kavu is a Chiddush or not? But either way, that's the Ra'ah locus.
I have to understand that the Ran holds that it's like, what's the Hakhila is...
No one holds it Asur Midrabanan in this case, to the best of my knowledge. To the best of my knowledge.
Is there another case where you know which store you took from, but no one knows which store got the trade?
Yes, there is that other case, and we'll deal with that soon. Okay, that's really a very, very important point. I've been sort of, that's the 500-pound gorilla standing behind me until now. But we'll deal with that soon. What about the Rashva? So the Rashva al Pikshuto, all the Achronim assume the Rashva agrees with the Ran. Where does the Rashva go? So, most Achronim say the Rashva agrees with the Ran, except for who? Except for the Shach, who says the Rashva agrees with the Ra'ah. Right, I ain't shoved. I'm not going to start making you come the lashon of the Rashba here. But if you look at Bring Gadim Kotz Brichadish and himself, and now most Achronim assume the Rashba agrees with the Ran, and I think the Ran is also based on Tosfos. So most Achronim say basically, since the Ra'ah is usually not so chashuv halachically, we give much more credence to the other Rishonim. So most Achronim assume that everyone disagrees with the Ra'ah, and the Rashba is given the Ran, and everyone disagrees with the Ra'ah, and Shalom Yisrael. The Shach is Mechadish here. Again, you have to look at the lashon inside to appreciate that the Shach is going on a limb somewhat. The Shach is Mechadish here, that he interprets the Rashba as agreeing with the Ra'ah. Oh, the Rashba said in the case of 9 stores, and you only discover later that there's a Shaila, he's Mekel. So he tries to figure out some scenarios of what the Rashba really meant, and if you look on the Achronim on the Shach, you see, we don't know what the Gersa is in the Shach, we don't know what he means, but what he tries to say is that when the Rashba said that if one store is discovered to be trade, we don't go back and Asur L'mafreya, no, if one store is discovered to be trade, we do go back and Asur L'mafreya. He meant something else. He meant, if you have a tarovis of pieces, and some pieces are discovered to be trade, and they're chatik rilis kabeh, then we don't go back and Asur L'mafreya. Okay, because that's only the Drapanim Shaila, no one's so machir. Or he meant, this is Ari's case, that if you discover one store is trade, but you don't know which, then you don't go back to L'mafreya, which we'll see exactly what level it is. Then you don't go back to L'mafreya. But in a classic case of Kavua L'mafreya, you discover
Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda have stories. You discover Yehuda's store is treif. Then he thinks the Rashi would be machmir afreya like the Ra'ah. Again, the other chodim assume not that way. If you the prima gadim here, I think quote someplace if I can find it. Pichadash kasev pshitas gam bezel lahakel ve'emesh pshatim v'shiras v'ayis v'shmiyin kein v'chinim. Wigger me supposed to have some rubach kavua nicker mashalakach kodem. Says the prechadash and shot in the rashba and the torah's bias of furious bias really sounds like even a total kavua lumafrei is mutter, and therefore there's room to be makel. He says perhaps the maruba. So there's room to be makel like the ran in this case. I don't know how often it comes up, but there's room to be makel like the ran. Certainly you have some maruba. The prima gadda make it like the ran. The prechadash seems to be makel like the ran in all cases. So. There's definitely room to be makel like the Ran, but necessary in such cases. Although the Shach, but obviously Paskin Aser, but the Prechadash and the Primagadiv, at least Behafsa Maruba, Paskin that it's Mutter.
Okay. Second. Yeah. Yeah, we will with your mechila, I'll leave your question for a few minutes. Okay, any questions on this set?
The question is, when is the latest Asafik? Let's look at this. When is the latest Asafik? When did this Shaila exist? Case number one, you were absent-minded. The classic Havua, the Shaila exists at 1 o'clock. So it's a Shaila of Kavua. You went to a store and didn't pay attention. Classic Parish, the Shaila only exists at 2 o'clock, right? At 1 o'clock, some guy went to a store without any Jew owning the wheat, without any Jew watching, without any, and nothing to do with the Yadus. And then, an hour later, he dropped on the street and the Jew found it. So clearly, the Shaila comes up at 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, it's Parish. What about this case? If I see a guy take it, I see a guy take it from the stores at 1 o'clock, but he doesn't drop it till 2 o'clock. So whether we go right, so we drop on, and we say, the Shaila comes up at 1 o'clock. Since I saw the guy take it from the store at 1 o'clock, even though it was still owned by the guy, the Shaila comes up at 1 o'clock. And at 1 o'clock, it is Kavua. Case number 4. I'll give in to Eitan and number this 5. Case number 4. We're makel to say the Shaila comes up at 2 o'clock. Because it's not real Kavua. We're makel to say the Shaila, I might be oversimplifying, but the Seder. What happened? On the one hand, Igloi Milsum Afreya, there was a Shaila at 1 o'clock. Because I took a piece from a pile of 100 pieces, and some of those pieces were treif. But on the other hand, no one knew it was a Shaila until 2 o'clock. So do we say, we'll go back, Lamafreya, and say, you should have asked the Shaila at 1 o'clock. Not really, because, but Lamafreya, you theoretically could have asked the Shaila at 1 o'clock. And at 1 o'clock, it was a Pasha Tarovis of Chatin Rolis Kabit, obviously Usser. Or do we say, no, the Shaila didn't come up until 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, you have one piece in your house, that's Parish. One piece in my house, what does that have to do with the pile? What about this case? Here's this case, this is exactly my locus. Between the Ran and the Ra'ah. Do we say, go back, Lamafreya, and ask the Shaila at 1 o'clock? Because now at 2 o'clock, go back, Lamafreya, and say, hold on a second. At 1 o'clock, there were 9 kosher stores, 1 trade store. I went to a store and didn't pay attention to which. So, let me go back and ask the Shaila at 1 o'clock. And if I go back and ask the Shaila, it's a Shaila Kavua. Or do we say, no, I didn't have to ask the Shaila at 1 o'clock because all stores were Bechezkas Kashrus. It's only at 2 o'clock that we realize the sad truth about one store. And now the Shaila comes up. So I'm asking the Shaila at 2 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, I have one piece of meat in my house. That's classic Parish. I only have one piece of meat. What stores? I only see a piece of meat. I don't see any stores. And that's why the name of this the name of this machloka is Kavua Lamafreya, because if you go Lamafreya, you're asking a question about Kavua. But if you only ask the Shiloh 2 o'clock, what Kavua? I have one piece of meat in one house. I don't know anything about stores. It's like finding meat in the shuk. So instead of the shuk, I found meat in my refrigerator. Okay? That's parsh. And that's like, this is all a matter of subtleties. I don't like to say technicalities because that has a charge of connotation. But it's a matter of subtleties of exactly not only how you ask the Shiloh, but when you ask the Shiloh will determine the answer. Any other questions? Siddalid is actually a little unfair, I must admit. It really doesn't belong here at all. Before we leave Shifgimel, very, very important piece of tshuva, which I don't really know how to possibly. If it actually comes up, then it would be an interesting shayla. But this is Maisa Mechol Yom. Not for individuals. For societies. Let's assume Parsh. Forget about Kavua and Parsh. It really is, this piece of tshuva gotten Beis is of crucial importance and has nothing to do with Kavua and Parsh. Saying within Parsh, when in Parsh we use the rule of Azlina Basar Rov. How do we count the Rov? Do we count whether kosher or treif has more stores, or do we go by the number of stores, or the volume of business of the stores? Right? If there are 10 stores, but one of them sells 1,000 pounds a day, and one of them sells 5 pounds a day, do they get equal votes? Right? So if you think about it, logically, you'd probably say, who cares the number of stores? Well, it sort of depends. If we're talking about Parish, I shouldn't say logically, it's like minimum, but it's if you were asking a statistically, you found a piece of meat in the street, and you want to know what the odds are where it's from, definitely a statistician would tell you, don't count how many stores are kosher, how many stores are trade. Count how many pieces of kosher meat are sold each day and how many pieces of trade meat are sold each day. Remember, we're talking about Parish, if you find the meat on the street. So they would say that depends on the volume that each store does. None of that. I mean, we all know. If you live in a town with two little mom and pop groceries and one tremendous ShopRite, and you find a cucumber on the street, the odds are it came from the ShopRite, even though it's only one store. Because the ShopRite sells 100 pounds of cucumbers a day, and each mom and pop store only sells 7 pounds of cucumbers a day. So on the one hand, or on the other hand, no. But that's in terms of statistics. But halachically, Rove is a rule, and maybe the rule of Rove halachically, we have to go by the stores, because the stores is where it came from. So this is very unclear, even though, again, logically, we would think to go by the volume of pieces being sold, one second, and not the stores, but that's a machlokes in the Piskei Tshuva. The exact names, one second. So the Beis Ephraim takes this davar pasha that you go by. Again, he says nothing about the meat in the store, because who cares what their inventory is? We care what their sales volume is. The Beis Ephraim says you go by the sales volume, and the Knesset Yechezkel says that you go by the number of stores, and the Noda Yehuda also leans that way, and he ends up being machmir both ways. So Lamaisa, the Beis Ephraim says you go by the sales volume. The Noda Yehuda and the Knesset Yechezkel say you go by the number of stores. Halach Lamaisa, we should be reluctant to be mako either way, unless we put together a lot of different factors. That's hard to be machmir one way, especially the Noda Yehuda himself says, I'm not going to be mako, I'm just going to be machmir both ways. So we'd be reluctant to be machmir in this one.
Are there any other contingent factors? For instance, say it's a really big town and you find a piece and it happens to be closer to one store, but it's not right in front of the store. You know what I'm saying? There's a Jewish neighbor in this particular town.
Maybe you went to the other side of town, but it's more likely you bought it from the store.
Right. So this is a little tricky because nowadays, goyim always buy trade meat and Jews always buy kosher meat, basically. So I mean, even those days, Jews always bought kosher meat. But in their days, they were talking about Mitzias where, you know, a Jewish town, there were Jewish butchers, and the goyim bought the same meat as everyone else. Nowadays, when it's a matter of goyim buying trade meat and Jews buying kosher meat, then the halacha could be, the principles would be the same in parallel cases, but the actual halacha, if you saw a goy drop a piece of meat nowadays, you would definitely say it's treif, because our metzias is different. So you're right, and that would bring up a lot of complicated factors, which I'm not going to get into now for fear of subtle error. They're talking about a very theoretical case. You know, it's like when you're in school and you say ignore friction. If you actually figured out how to do that, you'd be a billionaire, right? So here also, we're assuming all else being equal. But you're right, in an actual case, nowadays, the guy dropped a piece of meat, it would be much more complex. And what if someone who you don't know who he has dropped a piece of meat, then it would be much more complex.
I'm not sure what the case is in number two, where is the stuff?
You know that one store is trade for nine stores is kosher. You see a guy, okay, you're right, see a guy take it, but you don't pay attention which store it was. You see a guy go into a store and buy meat, but you don't pay attention to which store. So he's now in this kavod situation, right? Nine stores are kosher, one is treif.
Could you rely on his testimony?
No, you couldn't. You cannot rely on his testimony if he's a guy. Probably bein lahachmir, bein lahakil even. In many cases, we don't even rely on the testimony of a guy to be machmir. Although it's, you know, mesiach litumah, etc., might be different.
Another factor today, the amount of change is the fact that people ship things. So just because in this particular town, there are three stores or trade for exposure, it could be, how do you define your town?
Right, the Gemara actually deals with that as well. The Gemara says, Dalsos Medina Psuchos, Dalsos Medina Neulos, etc. And that would make it more complicated, but. You know, we're probably not going to be called upon to paskin kavua shaylos all the time, although it's one of those things you have to back in your mind, because someday you'll make a mistake and forget about the rule of kavua. But you have to at least remember the concept of kavua. Probably the shaylos are not going to come up all the time, but you're right, they get much more complicated, even in the time of the Gemara, and certainly, you know, if you're dealing with cases that are not in the Gemara. Okay. Sif Dalet. Nowadays, there's one application of kavua nowadays, but we'll... I want to say that. Sif Dalet is a little unfair. It really belongs later. It's about Sfeik Sfeika. It's really not about Kavua so much. So maybe we'll just look at it from a Kavua perspective and skip the Sfeik Sfeika perspective, which if you only read the Shach and not the Gra, you already did. Look at it without skipping the Sfeik Sfeika perspective. He quotes here a alleged Rashba. Right? Bar Gola says, Tor B'Shem Ha Rashba. And as you see, the Gra is a very nice sugya. He starts with Chilavar Kol Sugya Hashayachim was that. It's really very nice, very kedai. Although, you know, you might be even better off coming back to this Gra after you've done the six Vega parts. But it's very kedai. Rov Chaneris Mochum Tzvar Shkutav Miyat Mochum Tzvar Nevel Lachem Echlin Einu Dene Ezrin Lachach. Stop. What case is this? Nine kosher stores, one trade store. You didn't pay attention which store you went into. This is what?
That's it.
Classic kavua. You went into the store, the lady saw who was in the store, you didn't pay attention which store. And the din is, it's mechza mechza, it's a suffix. Unresolved suffix. But, then it's arva ba'achiras. You bought one piece of meat from the kavua, that piece of meat is asur midoraisa, 50-50 kavua, and then you brought that piece of meat home and mixed it in with another few pieces of meat. There ain't any keres, and you don't know which it was. If you knew which it was, then it wouldn't be an issue. But now you have a tarobes. Why isn't it just bottle the robe in the tarobes stan? Because it's reiluskabe, right? So now you have a tarobes where one of the pieces of the meat is a 50-50, one of the pieces is a 50-50 something and the other is on butter. The answer is the tailor robe, a robe, mishum sveik sveika. It's bottle the robe because of sveik sveika. What's a sveik sveika? Each piece you pick up, you say, maybe this is the piece I brought home today, maybe it isn't. And even if it is the piece I brought home today, it's still mechza mechza dummy. Still 50-50. Maybe it was from the kosher store, maybe it was from the trade store. So since each piece has a sveik sveika,
It's mutter to eat. This is the Rashba, at least as interpreted by the Mishnah and the Mechaber. It's like this. Here's all my pieces of meat. Obviously, I don't know. Kosher. 50-50, right? This is the piece I brought home that I don't know which door I went to. The other piece I know are kosher. Yeah. So that's the sussex take it. Take one piece. Right. Maybe it's a kosher piece. Maybe it's a 50-50 piece. And even if it's a 50-50 piece, maybe it's kosher. Right? Sounds like a good sussex take it to me, no? That's the mechaber. The Ramah argues and says, V'yesh osur m'chiyah gavnim shem chomok v'yeshim komo havukam metza al metza. The hoel, the sumgarisha, also not Torah, the inkan old speak lahatrak, Tarovus will make your sick sake of a hachi. No, there's a lot there. But the Ramah says this is how we paskin, and we'll appreciate this more a little later. The Ramah says that he's quoting here from the Isser v'Heter. The Ramah, based on the Isser v'Heter, says, and this is the way that we're going to lean a little, see in a second. The Ramah, quoting the Isser v'Heter, says, since in this, in most cases, a little unclear. But since in this case, the first safek was l'chumra midoraisa, right? Kavua is not just midrabanan where machran a safek kavua. Midoraisa where machran a safek kavua. So we have a combination of one safek that the Torah tells us to be machran, and one safek that only the rabbanan tell us to be machran. Right? The safek of which piece of meat is the 50-50 and which is kosher. That's really Minva Mino's Batal Barov, just since the Ruyulis Kabe, Midrabanan, we're Machmir on this suffix. But the suffix of which store I got it from, Midoraisa, we're Machmir on. So he says, if you have one suffix, which is we're Machmir Doraisa, plus another suffix that's not the Etima Dover, just through a Tarovis, in that case, we're Machmir on Sveik Sveika. We'll appreciate this more next year. And Lamaisa, we are machra on that. The only compromise the Shach gives us in Sukkot and Chavav, the Shach says, we're machra on this, since it is, and the first topic is also midoraisa. The only thing is Mekel, he says, what if the first topic wasn't a classic Kavua, but was a Pirish Bifaneinu, which I hold is also doraisa, but the Bach holds Birbanan. So he says, you know what? If the first time it appears Bifaneinu, it's the Bach called the Rabbanan, and it's Hefsim Merumba, then I'll be making on the Sveik Sveika. But normally he agrees with the Ramah, except for that one exception, he agrees with the Ramah, and that's what we paskin. We'd be Machra in the Sveik Sveika, unless the first topic is Pirish Lefaneinu. If it was a Pirish Lefaneinu that got mixed in with other pieces, and it's Hefsim Merumba, we could be Mekel. But normally we're Machra in the Sveik Sveika. L'maisa, the Taz, and quoting the Bach, attacks the Mechaber and says he doesn't know what the Mechaber is talking about in the first place. He has a lot of trouble with the Mechaber. He has three attacks on the Mechaber. First, he says the Rashba never said this din ever. So that's, the truth is, it's not such a big deal. The Shach says, but the Magid Mishnah understood the Rashba that way. So it's not a Rashba, it's a Magid Mishnah. It's still a sheet in the Rishon. Then he has two other very strong attacks from Sivchas and Tess. He says, number one, we hold that two sveikos are not enough. We actually only need three sveikos for a sveik sveika. We hold only if a piece gets mixed in, and then one of those pieces gets mixed in, and then one of those pieces gets mixed in, only if you have three sveikos, you can be made. Why? We'll see. So why all of a sudden is we make all two sveikos? Not to mention the fact that we hold sveik echa beguf, sveik echa tarovis is not a sveik sveika. If one sveik is about the piece, and the other sveik is that it's mixed in with things, like here, one sveik is what the piece is, the other sveik is that it's mixed in with things, that's not start to a sveik sveika. So why would the Mechaber even have a half a mean of saying it's a sveik sveika here? So the answer is, I just want to point out, we'll come back to this, but the Shach, how did the Shach answer all these questions? How can the Mechaber so make one sveik sveika here? And remember how the Shach defended the Mechaber? So this is in both Sivkat and Chav Gimel and Sivkat and Chav Beis. He says, you know why? Because since Kavu is a Chiddush, and the Chidusha, since Kavua is a Chiddush, therefore we're Machmer on a Kavua, but Kavua with another suffix we're not Machmer on. Since the Kavua, we're only Machmer on Kavua, we're not Machmer on Kavua plus another suffix.
That's how the Shach defends the Mechaber. Again, so when you'll, if you get a chance, the Grah defends the Mechaber in a very different way. But just to summarize, we have here a case of one piece is 50-50 Kavua, and then it gets mixed with other pieces, Sveik Sveika. The Mechaber says we can be making only Tam Sveik Sveika, even though based on really the Magen Mishnah's, based on the Rashba, Magen Mishnah's the time of the Rashba, they ask, this wouldn't qualify for the normal rule of Sveik Sveika. So Shach says, as far as the Mechaber is, since Kavua is a Chiddush, we're only machmer on a suffik echad kavua. We're not machmer on sveik sveika kavua. But doesn't matter what the Rashba was. You'll see the Grah actually tries to get this mechaber to fit with the normal sveik sveika. L'maisa, we hold like the Ramah that since kavua is asur d'oraisa, you add one suffik to an isur d'oraisa, and that's not going to help you. You can't say sveik sveika if there's an isur d'oraisa plus another suffik. And therefore, we'd be machmer in this case. The Yishach is only mako in a case of Pierce Lefanenu and Hefsid Baruba and in Kamakul Lahara. The Sif Hei goes back to, and here I'm finally going to get to Ari's point, goes back to what we discussed, case 4. Kavulam afraid. What do I mean? Let's read again. Misha lakach baser me'am akolim. Va'afilu chaticha haru'yilis kaveid. Right, I'm buying meat from one butcher shop, and it's chaticha haru'yilis kaveid. Right, the butcher shop is full of chaticha haru'yilis kaveid. I buy one of them. At the time I buy it, it's all has a tibudah. The cheskas kashrus. But the name says treifa b'makolim lo nodu chaticha la treifa. Ve'yodeme is a lakach. Then after I get home, I hear on the radio that it was found that one of the animals in this butcher shop was treif. Right? And this is, again, this is mamish mice b'chol yom, because what happens when you chef the animal, hopefully you do things right, when you chef the animal, what do you check, how do you check for treifus? What do you check? Anyone know? What do we check for treifus? The lungs. How many treifus are there? 18. We check for one of them. Why do we only check for one of the 18? What? Exactly. Remember from the bugs, right? A miyad. If the miyad is matzoi, even though rogue cows are kosher. Oh. Okay. Rogue cows were kosher. Let's assume rogue cows are still kosher, okay? Like the chidah against Rosh Hashanah. The rogue cows are kosher. So, rely on rogue. Why do we have to check it also? Remember by the bugs. If there's a miyad ha-matzoi of iser, then we have to check if we can. But if the iser is so slight it's a miyad she'eino matzoi, we don't even have to bother to check. So we check the lungs. Let's say we check the lungs and they work out. They're kosher. So the guy's selling 8 animals that day, 8 cows that day. But then he accidentally discovers one of the other organs, which is very eino matzoi to have treifus, right? But it happens once in a while, right? It's very eino matzoi. It's 2% chance of treifus in some other organ, in either the heart or the brain, right? If the membrane around the brain is punctured. That sounds pretty bad to me. That's a treifus. That's 2% likely. But you know what? If the guy keeps his butcher shop open long enough, it's going to happen. Right? 8 animals a day, 2% likely. You know, every week and a half. He might not ever find it. But if he finds, right, a water, a hole, whatever, some treifus in the brain in one head. But he has no idea which pieces of meat correspond to that head, right? He's not going to do DNA tests to figure out which pieces of meat in his nice counter display correspond to the brain that has a, the Kruah Moloch that has a treif in it. So, 1/8 of the pieces are treif, and they're all reusable copied. This, again, was very common. So, do we say, again, that's the Shaila? If we go back to my prayer at 1 o'clock, I took from a Tarovis of Chatichu Rilis copied. It's treif. But if right now I only have one piece at home and I've looked at his parish, the robe is 7/8 chance that it's kosher. So the answer is, kol mashalachim v'kolom kodoshins that treifa is mutter, shalom nafal safik avua elolachashe perish v'chivin sharob kosher mutter. The suffix only happened now, not then. And the suffix only happened now, not then. And right now I have one piece of meat at home. I don't know anything about a tarubah. So all I have is one piece of meat at home. That's parish. It's, whatever it is, 88% chance likely to be mutter. Okay.
Avol. We'll get to the discussion of whether or not there should be Gzeira Drabanan there a little later. Avol, but Likach mikan be'elech aser. What about from now on? What about from 2 o'clock on? Can new customers come to the store? What would you have paskin on your own? What would you have paskin? I'm a new customer. Can I shop in this store after 2 o'clock? If we know that 1/8 of the meat is treif and therefore tikkun zeirus kabed? No, that's kavod rabbanan, right? It's tarubas. Some treif and kosher meat. Where rov is kosher, but zeirus is kabed. We know from Shimon Kabbalah it's not batel. It's all treif. That's pretty pashut, which is what the Rashba says. Ligav v'mi'il aser. What if they're small pieces? Can I buy the small pieces from now on? What? I know I can't buy big pieces from now on, but there are some small scraps. Can I go and buy the small scraps now? Those aren't ruvisless kabed. What would you have said? Mutter. Remember Simon Kaf Aleph, right? There's a tarovis, and some pieces are cut and some pieces aren't. The cut pieces are mutter. Right? So I would have said that I could go to the butcher shop now. The butcher basically is going to throw out all the big pieces, but the small pieces they can still sell. But the Rashba says, "Asher afilu chaticha she'ena ruilas kabed." Why? She'ena hakol v'kiyam b'zev v'yitu bein ruilas kabed the she'ena ruya. As a, it's not really zero rabbanan, it's really zero of rishonim, right? As a siyag of some sort, the Rashba says, "Mei ikra hadin."
Right. Let's draw a picture of the butcher shop right now. Here's my butcher shop. I have a lot of big pieces, and I have some small pieces, right? And, you know, 10% of them are treif.
So in Ikra Din, the big pieces are treif. That's the Tarov of Chaturu Rilis Kaved. From now on, I can't walk into the Kavu and take them. The small pieces are mutter, because that's min bimino, batel v'rov, it's not Rilis Kaved. But the Rashba says, since not everyone to, you know, understand this distinction. If people come to make a mistake, you allow them to buy the small pieces, right? Then they'll come to buy the big pieces also, and they'll get confused. And, you know, you go tell your grandmother that in this butcher shop, the small pieces are kosher and the big pieces are treif. She said, why? Did they come from different cows? No, they came from the exact same cows, but the small pieces are kosher and the big ones are treif. People will get very confused, and it'll lead to mistakes. So therefore, as a siyug, we asher them all. That's the shita of the Rashba. The Shach points out, very logically, in Sivkut and Lamed Aleph, that this siyug only applies in the butcher shop. This siyug applies in the butcher shop. But if this happens to you at home, then you would eat the small ones and not the big ones. You know, meaning if this is a private affair and not a butcher shop, then we're not worried about people getting confused. It's only in a butcher shop where the rabbin comes, we have this siyug to ask for them all. Okay. Where this gets interesting is the tour. What's the machlokas between the tour and the Rashba? The Rashba said, I mean, what the Rashba said is basically, we push it. The big pieces are treif, because tarov is ruis les kabeh. The small pieces are kosher, but usher is a siyug. What did the Torah, quoting his father, the Rush, argue? What does he object? Anyway. The Torah says, where are we, Sefei? The Ein Maven Mashakasa Lahatib Shane Rus Lis Kabin El Shahmer La Olstron. I don't understand why he was matching the small pieces just as a chumra, as a siyag asked them. Shenirish a sermon that didn't long time chumra. It's not a chumra. Midina they're asked to kol kavu kametzam echzadami v'asur b'chol davar. And because of the chen kasev adonim rashal that from now anything until now is kosher. We don't go back to Afreya. We say it's kibush. But from now on it's all trade. So the machlokas is the Torah and the Rush say these small pieces are asur min adin because they're kavuah. Now the problem is, what did the Torah, why would these small pieces be kavua? Again, they're not real kavua, right? They're not like stores fixed in place. They're not davar chashiv kind of kavua because they're small pieces, they're not chashiv. What could the Torah have meant? Right? It's a mysterious, it's a baffling Torah. There are, I wouldn't go so far as to say three pshatim, there are three mahalchim in the Torah.
First Mahalach is the Beis Yosef, who, as you see from what he wrote right here in the Shulchan Aruch, said that the Torah is wrong. The Torah is confused. The Torah is something to me. The Beis Yosef can't get shot in the Torah. He says, it doesn't make any sense. How can you call these small pieces Gavua? Notice, Lemaisa, everyone agrees, right? Lemaisa, the Machaber, the Rashi agreed to answer them as a Siyog and Chumra B'Yalma. And the Russian Torah answered them, Midin Kavua. But it's not Kavua. I don't know what the Havmin is. So what's pshat in the... What's pshat in the Torah in the Rush? So there are two pshatim in the Torah. The Taz has one very, very clever pshat in the Torah. It's right here in Sukkot and Hay. Then what's the status of these little guys, right? Let's review for a second. What's the status of these little guys? The Machaber and the Rashba says mutter, but, you know, we're machmirim as a siyug, right? But, the Torah and the Rush say usser. Say it's kavua, but how can it be kavua? So, the Taz says, what's found in the Torah and the Rush? He says very, very cleverly. The Taz says, let's think about it. He says, the big pieces and small pieces came from the same animals, right? So if we say the big pieces are usher and the small pieces are mutter, that doesn't make any sense. The big pieces and small pieces came from the same animals. The animals either treif or not. So how can you say that from the same animal, the big pieces are treif and the small pieces are kosher? You have to be consistent. They're reminiscent of the needle of the Pesach Chuvos about Dalit. That's the Taz is Kiddush. The Taz says that it really is Kavua. It's Kavua. As a side effect of the big pieces. As a side effect of the big pieces. Meaning we can say, it'd be a chucho tlula to say, that I don't mind saying small ones are kosher, big ones are treif. If the small ones came from factory in Idaho, the big ones came from factory in Illinois, that's fine. But you just saw the guy chop off a small piece and a big piece from one animal, and then all of a sudden the story broke. How can you say that one of those pieces is from a treif? The big piece is from the treif animal, but the small piece is from the kosher animal. It's from the same piece. It's from the same animal. It used to be attached to each other. So it would be, I know, it would be halakhically valid, but it would look bad, it would be inconsistent, I don't know if he means look bad or be inconsistent, it would be inconsistent to say that half of the, that with from the same animal, the big pieces are kosher, and the small the big pieces are treif, and the big pieces are kosher. Therefore, since the big pieces are kavua, for the sake of consistency, we have to extend the kavua iser of the big pieces to the smaller pieces as well. No, the whole thing would be rabbanan, right? Because the other guy is only kavua to rabbanan in the first place. No, the difference is the Rashba is to avoid confusion. The Taz is to be consistent. It's a subtle line, but he's justifying the language of the Torah, meaning it is kavua. Oh, how is it kavua? It's not rilus kavig. No, but since it used to be attached to the piece that was rilus kavig, so whatever didn't apply to rilus kavig has to, as a side effect, apply to the smaller pieces as well. So as a side effect, the smaller pieces like take a tramp on the kavua bandwagon. That's the pshat of the Taz. We'll come back to this in the Pesach Shuvah here. That's the pshat of the Taz. Taz, unlike in Kuf Aleph. Remember in Kuf Aleph, if I mixed up like one treif hot dog with kosher hot dogs, and I cut up half the hot dogs, then they're mutter. Why? Because, he says, there was only one treif hot dog, and maybe it was cut up. So, okay, maybe there's no treif here. But over here, where one-eighth of the meat or one-third of the meat is treif, but we know there are treif pieces here, then we can't be inconsistent. By the hot dogs, yeah, how do we say some of them will treat as kosher, some of them will treat as treif? Because maybe all the treif was cut up. But over here, where we know some of the treif is still sitting there in the big pieces, we know there are treif big pieces here. We have to be machmer on the small pieces also. That's the Taz, Ayin Shav. Here, getting back to Ari's point, the Bach and the dark emotion. I mean, the Bach really takes this to town.
Rather goes to town with this, yes.
I turn on the small pieces. One of those small pieces falls into another batch. Are we going to label it as a religious coven?
Lechor, if one of those small pieces fell into a nut, well, let's see. According to the Rashba, where those small pieces were just like Zechumer Devor Yipudin, so if it fell into something else, it probably wouldn't be Zomachra. According to the Rush, that these pieces are like an extent of the Taz, that these pieces in the Rush are an extension of the Kavua, then if it fell into another thing, we'd probably, even though it gets a little more complicated later on in Sifches, but we'd probably say Sfeik in this case, since it wasn't even a real Kavua. Even on the Drabana level, it was just a side effect Kavua, we'd probably be Matur. Although it won't be so Pashut when we get to the Bach. The Dark Emotion and the Bach, and this is where things get very complicated. Take another Pshat on the Torah. The Bach and the Dark Emotion and others, they're quoted in the Shachar, I think. Kasav HaBach. Yeah. A quote in the Shas of Chav Tes takes a different approach. And I'm not going to be able to write it here. He says, no, we misunderstood the case the Torah and the Rush were talking about. Now, I'm not sure if we have to say we misunderstood the Rush. I don't know. I don't know if it matters whether we misunderstood the Rashba's case or the Torah misunderstood the Rashba's case, but it doesn't matter. We misunderstood the case the Torah and the Rush were talking about. Really? These small pieces would be mutter. Why shouldn't the small pieces be mutter? They're not kavua. The Torah was talking about another case that Ari brought up before. The Torah was talking about the case of... the Torah was talking about not where there was a store with a tarobes of kosher and treif in it. The Torah was talking, and the Rush were talking about where there are 10 stores and one of them is treif. Isn't that just regular old-fashioned kavua? No. Where there are 10 stores and one of them is treif, and we don't know which. Not like anything I have in the board. Right? Everything I have in the board about the stores, 1, 2, 3, 5, were either the stores were labeled treif and kosher at the time, or now we know one of them was always treif. What about the following case? There are 10 stores, and they all share butcher stores. They each check the cow, and they share a dumpster. They dump, you know, some scraps into the... Everyone dumps their scraps into the dumpster that day. They're brisk business. They throw away all the less desirable pieces. And I have no idea what was desirable, less desirable. You find an intestine in the dumpster. Some bum is going through the dumpster. He finds an intestine with a big hole in it, or a stomach with a big hole in it. Trepa. He goes to the rabbi and says, Rabbi, I have bad news for you. I found this in the dumpster. Which store is it from? We know one of these stores is old trepa. What? But we have no way of knowing which store. Now, this is a very fascinating case. One store is treif. We have no way of knowing which store. That's the case. We have no way of knowing which store. Now, half of the shaila is easy. One store is treif. We have no way of knowing which store. What's the din of all the big pieces in the stores? Can I buy them or not? Right. There are 10 stores. One of them is full of chatzichos ruilas kabed that are treif. The others are chedura, you know. So therefore, the big pieces are all tarobas of chatzichos ruilas kabed are treif. What about the small pieces? That's the Rush's chiddush. The Rush's chiddush was that if there are 10 stores and one is treif and we don't know which, even the small pieces in that store are usher because of kavua. Can I erase the board? Yes.
We don't know what.
Thank you. Okay. But let's just remember the case, okay? And the case is from now on, right? From 2 o'clock on. Don't confuse, don't make this even more complicated, I'm afraid, although that's probably one of the cases of the shopping for good so cutting your dollar reset if you make it, I'm afraid. But what's the case again? We have 10 stores. Stores, 9 kosher, 1 treif, and it's unknown which is treif. Right? We found in the dumpster, They all threw the stomachs into the dumpster, and one stomach had a hole in it. Well, there's a machan base of kosos that went through, and whatever all the details in Eilu Treifos are. Now what's the din of all the pieces in the stores? So now, what does the Rashba say? The Rashba says, well, all the big pieces in the stores are tarobas v'chatichos rilus kapi, they're trick. The small pieces in all the stores are as a siyag, we won't buy them to avoid confusion. What do the Russian tourists say? Then, Rush, Vitor, Lefi, Bach, and others, what do they say? All pieces in all stores are kavua. Because the stores are kavua. Now, what's the chiddush of this Bach? I mean, the Bach is like famous for the Shiva. What's the chiddush of this Bach? And it said it was a dark emotion, the same shot in the Torah. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is, what is the gedder of kavua? I've been saying until now, and I've been pushing off Ari Berger just first, I want to indoctrinate you into the mainstream approach, that kavua is only nicker ben komo. Right? If it's identifiably kosher or treif. Because I said, what's the yisoda of kavua? Soda kavua is that you have to look at it as tarobes, and midaraisa, you can't have bittel and tarobes if the treif one is labeled treif and the kosher one is labeled kosher. That would be ridiculous. That's only if it's nicker b'kavua, nicker b'kavua. That's what Tosa says, and that's what the Rashba says, and that's what the Rishonim say, and that's what the Shach and the Taz say over and over again on the side here. That's classic kavua. In this case, what do you have? You have kavua b'kavua, right? Each store is kavua b'kavua, but it's not nicker. What if you have kavua b'kavua, but not nicker? Right, you have in your backyard, you have 10 trees. One of them is Arlo. You don't know which. Again, in non-dear reality, which you'll see makes it a little more complicated, you usually do know which. Right? But there's no way to know. That information has been lost. Nicker v'kavua v'mkomo. Kavua v'mkomo, but not nicker. So what's their chiddush? Their chiddush is that kavua v'mkomo is kavua even if it's not nicker. That's the chiddush of the Bach with the Imei based on this Torah and Rush. Again, they say it's not talking about one store with a mixture. So now one trade store and on kosher stores, but you don't know which is which. And they're mechadish, that's called kavua. Bain the small piece, bain the big pieces, because that store is kavua, because it's nicker bimkomo. That's the big chumrah of the Bach. And I mean, this is a big chumrah. You can imagine what would happen if you had an orchard of 100 trees and one was Arla, and you forgot which one was Arla, and there was no way to tell. Right? Which one is Kavuvim, not Kavuvim Komo? They're all trade. I mean, this year.
Did you count the rings?
What? Count the rings. Okay. Maybe it's not such a good. No. No problem. I planted this orchard yesterday, but I bought the trees from someone who had been growing them for 4 years, and I transported them in a truck full of dirt, and I'm machria, like Rome Poskim, that's not considered Arla, and one tree fell out of the dirt, and the non-firm workers, when the non-firm workers put it back in, one tree is Arla. One tree is Arla, and it's Kavua from Komo. Truth is, that might not even be such a good one because maybe it became. No, because when I replanted it and it became Arla, okay, kavum komo. So Taka, they would all be trait. Oh, it's not nicker. There's no absent mindedness. Until now, we thought you could only have a real kavu derice if you're an absent minded person. Maybe unless you have like the. Oh, you could have a lamafreya. That's the chiddush of the rush and of the Bach and the Daki Motion, other people's explanation of the rush and the tour. If we. There are other sheets about this also. What would other people say about kavua? As opposed to, again, what's the case? We have kavua ben komo, the eino nicker. So, the Bach would say, this is kavua, and it's usher midoraisa. Right? The Rov Rishonim V'Achronim would say that this is considered, it's not kavua. This is not kavua. What would the din be? What would most people say the din would be? Most people say, this is not kavua. What's the din? The din is that the chashuv pieces are not batal midrabanan, and the small pieces are batal, and then the rashi would say, it's young, etc. There is an in-between sheet that I noticed once. Let me just see if I could find where I marked it down without undue delay. Okay. Here we are. There's a Prisha here who says in Os Kesvav, he's quoted in the Prima Gadin, that he says a Pshara, and this is like that Yad Yehuda that I started with, he says, you know what? If once there is faith, you don't know which, we'll call it Darsh Vimidian. Because even though you don't count the meat, you count the stores that hold the meat. Very reminiscent of that Yad Yehuda, which name we didn't pass to life. So he takes an in-between approach. He says, it's not Kavu, it's not Nikr Bukomo. But on the other hand, you go by the store and you say it's a Darsh Vimidian, low bottle. But the mainstream Shachar, the Bach, and many others say this is Kavu, Ashbi Daraisa, even though it's not Nikr Bukomo, just because it's Kavu Bukomo. Anything that's in a fixed place is so Chashuv that it's not Bottle Midaraisa. While the most Rishonim are from who always say Nikr Mikomo would say this has nothing to do with Kavua. If it's not Nikr, which store is Treif, forget the stores, just look at the pieces. And the big pieces are completely described, and the small ones aren't. Halacha Maisa, what do we paskin on this? The Shach of Chatan Chavtes says the Bach is not Mokrach. But so he quotes the Bach. He says the Bach not Mochrach. I had my very, very serious reservations about this Bach. It's a big chiddush. But the Maisa, he's machmer like the Bach. The Chazan Ish in Siman Lamed Zion says, this is a classic Chazan Ish, says this is ridiculous, it's against the Rishonim, it's against logic, can't be, the Rishonim say Nikr B'Mekomo, not so much the Rishonim, that's what most of the Rishonim say, so the Chazan Ish is making on this Maisa. Well, Maisa, a lot of people are making on this, because the Chazan Ish is making it would really come up, and the Chazan Ish has a lot of, is obviously very cautious in their struggle, so the Chazan Ish is making on this. The Shach in the end says, he's not so impressed by the Bach, but he's Machmir. Chazan Ish is make on this, he says, it's not Nikr Mukomo, it's not Kavua. That answers Ari's question from before. The,
was this a case of Kavua?
No, because in this, see, this is what's a little tricky. In this case, Lima Freya, the Ran would say it's definitely Mutter, and even the Rashba, according to the Shach, he was Modeh, and in this case it was Mutter, because it's not like total classic Kavua. This don't even count lava. Right? From now on, what can I eat? And the Rashba would say, I can eat the big pieces. Sorry, the big pieces are chedid with saddle and the small pieces are siyag. But the Bach, interpreting the Russian Torah, would say, no, it's all kavua because now it's the tarobus of chanuyos. And it's kavua. It's not nipper. Doesn't matter. Anything kavua and komo is considered kavua and not batal on the doraisa level. It's a big chiddush. The Chazanish rejects it, but a number of Rechonim hold that way. It's, again, it doesn't seem to be the way that the Rishonim assume in Shas. The very important discussion I should just point out in the Piskei Tshuva, Sifkat Midalev, very, very fascinating discussion. What to do with an animal that's half kavua, half parsh. Right, what's the case? I shecht seven animals. And I sell you 2.5 of them. And I have 4.5 at home. And then I discover that one of them is treif. So what do we say? We say we don't go l'mach freya. Right? This is not a kavua d'oraisa for anyone. We say, look, from now on, the 4.5 in my house are a taruvus v'atichu rilis kavit. So they're all treif. The 2.5 you bought are called a parsh, ruv a parsh. And they're kosher. That would be what we would say logically. Right? That's just if I buy from makolin, what's still in makolin from now on is treif, but what I already bought is parsh is mutter. Question is, what if I bought 2.5, you have 4.5, and we know which halves match up, right? So, if we, from the same animal, my half that I brought home is kosher, and your half that you still have is treif. Seems a little funny. And he brings out a three-way machlokas there, whether we say that, well, since my half is parish, both halves are mutter, or since your half is kavua, both halves are usser, or my half is mutter, your half is usser.
Isn't that similar to this case of
According to the Taz, you mean?
Yeah.
That's similar to the Taz's case, correct. That's why he said the Taz was inspired by this. The Taz is taking it a little further, I think, because in the case of the Taz, you don't actually know which small pieces match which big pieces. It's not so pashut. Over here, you mash know what matches what. So I think that even those who are machmir here don't have to agree with the Taz. And we don't hold like the Taz anyway, right? Because the Taz is just interpreting the Torah. We don't pass it like the Torah. So that's okay. Lamais is a very, very fascinating three-way machlokes. In the end, if you want to know Pesach, the Badei Shulchan, based on the Nekudas HaKesef, Os Vav, says, no problem, half mutter, half usher. That's just the rules of our Rabbanim made. You don't have to worry about the fact that it's not logical. That's the din. Obviously, that Taz we mentioned earlier was it's all trait. And take it one step. Okay. Anyway, Lemaisa is a very fascinating machlokes. These three deos say, you know, if those of us who are used to thinking of this in a longer sense would say, we're not going to analyze it fully now, but would say, you know, the manda omer that says half of the same animal view, which half to be trade, would say we're dealing here with a hachra, not a deira. And if you hold it's a hachra, a robe is a hachra, then half to be trade after the kosher. If your robe is a beaver, then it has to be either all trade for all kosher. And then the question becomes, should it be all trade for all kosher, which is probably a machlokas as to whether kavua is merely the absence of a robe. If kavua is the absence of a robe, then if you have an absence versus a presence, the robe would all be kosher. If kavua is an active din of 50-50, then that would probably be all trade. But that's, again, lumbus, which you can think about at a later time. There's also a very, very important discussion here. He quotes from the Chassam Sofer about what's considered parsh. He says, what's parsh? Let's say I'm a butcher shop. I have a pile of 10 pieces, right? And 10 chetiv zru l'skavit. So you pick one up and put it on the other side of the counter. Is that parsh? Or what if the customer picks one up with intent to keep it and puts it down the side of the counter? Or is it not parish till you take it out of the store? Like, when does it actually become parish? A very fascinating discussion he has here. Again, halach l'maisa, you really have to think very carefully in each case if it is unclear, and he makes it much more complicated. He's a little misopic here that in the end, as I'm Sofer wants to say, that just if you have a pile and you put one on the other side of the table, that's not parish. But if a customer takes one with intention to buy it, that is parish, even if they haven't brought it home yet. So if you were actually in a butcher store, the fact that the butcher like throws a piece to the other side of the counter is not parish. But if a customer picks one up to bring home, that would be parish, even if they didn't make it out of the store yet. So if the customer picks, if I pick one up and I wrap it and weigh it, and it's still in the store, and then all of a sudden they discover one that there's one 10% treif in the store, we found a treif organ, whatever, I'm still okay with that, according to some Sofer, that one piece that I picked up, because that's considered already parish, even though it's still in the store, because it's in a different person's provenance.
Why should that be different than, since in case number two on the board, where, I mean, if you're able to follow the steps the whole way through, so why is that considered parish?
Because case number two, we knew there was a shayla when I separated it. The case I'm giving you is that it was only discovered that it was a shayla when I already wrapped it up. That's really case number four. I mean, case number two, the shayla could have been asked when the guy took it, right? Matter of fact, when the guy took it, I already could have had a shayla in my mind. I didn't care because it was a guy, but implicitly, I wonder if he took kosher or treif. Over here, when I picked one piece of meat to bring home for dinner, they were all becheskes kashrus. It's only after I already holding the piece of meat or put it down on the other side of the counter that we then discover that there's even a shayla, and we don't go mafreya. We say from now on, it's a shayla of parsh.
Does it matter who knows about the tarovus? I mean, if let's say someone owns a store, like, knows, finds out, but like people are buying constantly and they're walking out of the store and they're buying while they never know until
that's
after.
A fascinating question. What if one Jew knows, but the public doesn't?
Yeah.
Does that change the halacha? I mean, what if I know that one of these 10 pieces is treif, and you guys come and take them? So, would you say call the parish or group parish? Because you guys didn't know there was a shayla until later. And then you discover there's a shayla before you eat it. Would you say that's parish, or would you say, since I knew that was kavua?
I mean, is that the objective?
Like, you know, you read the
no, there everyone knew. There was public knowledge. What if it was a secret? Right? What if this guy was a little dishonest, right? The budget was a little dishonest, and it was a secret. What if they discovered in Muncie that he didn't want to be, I don't know what he really did, I'm just making it up. He didn't want to be so off, so every day he sold 2/3 kosher, 1/3 treif. Right, because he wanted to have some receipts, right? He couldn't fool people that much. So 2/3 kosher, 1/3 treif every day. He knew this plan. He didn't even know which was which anymore. It was all jumbled up, chatzit was really the scot made of chicken. Right, but could we say that for us it's parish, or since he knew that makes it kavua? They always talk about being known. What if one person knows but keeps it a secret and doesn't tell us? Not sure. Very good question. After you die, I can try to find out. Okay, we didn't get to Sif Vav yet. Sif Vav finishes up the Indian of Kavua, and then Sif Zayin really starts Seik Sveika, which is going to take us the rest of this simon. But we'll have to continue with Hashem on Sunday.
I think we can do it now. I think we can do it now.
Yeah, okay.
I only have a vote.
What?
No,
I feel bad.
You want to take notes for me?
I'll take notes for everyone.
At a certain point, it's...